Many people have to suffer from frustration and nervous breakdown because they have not trained their mind to maintain contentment. They have developed only craving to enjoy their life. To them, development means development of craving for various kinds of pleasures. As a result, they also develop unhealthy competition, jealousy, enmity, hatred. Then start to fight and to kill each other. That is how they have turned the whole world into a battlefield. After that, everyone cries for peace. People accuse God or devil of putting them in misery. Then start to pray and worship. They do all kinds of things to escape from problems which really created by themselves. You can understand now who creates problems and who can overcome them. The Buddha says, the world is within you. When you discipline yourself, the whole world is disciplined and peace is maintained. It is not necessary then to beg for peace. Good and bad, peace and violence, all exist because of the mind. Although the Buddha has advised us not to be bothered about the beginning of world cycle, since such speculation does not contribute to settle human problems. But still, many people want to know about the beginning and the end of the world. Some people have a very shallow concept of the world. They do not know what this world is really like. When the Buddha said, there is neither beginning nor end in the world system, people could not understand what he meant. This was because their belief regarding the beginning and the end of the world contradicted to the Buddha's interpretation. If you can examine the whole world and compare it with your life or body, you can understand that the same element and energies and conditions consist in this so-called world and in you. The only difference is that you have a mind to think and comprehend the nature of existence. But the object that you have accepted as the world is composed of only elements and energies. The extraordinary mental energy that human beings experience cannot be found somewhere else. However, this mental energy must be trained and controlled. Otherwise, human mind becomes the main cause for our own problems. When that mind is harnessed properly, through intense training, harmony, understanding and peace prevail. But remember, even when the mind is trained, whatever precaution we take to avoid the unsatisfactoriness of our life, the universal law of impermanence changes everything in this world. This is the nature of existence. Existing things change and disintegrate according to the worldly conditions. The combinations of elements and energies and their existence together produce objects which we can see and touch, thus giving them an illusion of solidity and permanence. The cause of their change is frictions of the elements and energies. When a visible object disintegrates through time, it is the dissolution of the elements and energies which are compounded. This is a natural phenomenon, and every component thing is conditioned in this way. There is no reason for us to regard this situation as a creation of a supernatural being, or that it is the result of punishment for a primordial crime. Buddhists regard this as a natural phenomenon. But many others regard this situation as problem because changes and impermanence disappoint this craving for permanence. The unsatisfactoriness of our life begins when we realize that permanence is impossible. Cosmic forces also influence the elements and energies of our physical body. Some of our physical and mental problems are due to their influence. Some other unknown forces also disturb our life, which people regard them as evil spirits. Fear, imagination, suspicion, and superstitions always feed on such belief to disturb the mind. When the mind is disturbed, we suffer from physical problems. However, if our minds are well trained and develop understanding, we can prevent many of these problems from occurring. This is why the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all good and evil estates. Mind made are they. Actually, we suffer from problems because they are the result of our illusions and hallucinations. By following the Buddha's advice, we can eradicate fear and ignorance. People do not use their education when they come to superstitious religious practices. Try to get rid of this poor mentality by strengthening your mind and developing self-confidence. Then you can overcome many of your problems, and in most cases your imaginary problem will simply disappear. Some religionists try to escape from reality by saying that there is God who is responsible for all the good things that happen to you, and if anything goes wrong, then the devil is to blame for it. To Buddhists, there is no meaning in this kind of belief. Most of us simply do not try to understand why we are not happy and why we are not satisfied with our life and who is responsible for this situation. Besides, all major problems for which we are not directly responsible, we also create other problems like racial, cultural, religious, and economic problems which divide mankind and create discrimination. The purpose of religion is to guide mankind to develop unity and a harmonious life and to cultivate humane qualities. Today, however, religion is being used to discriminate against other religions and to develop jealousy. Actually, man is not using religion to maintain peace, but to discriminate and hate others. This hostile attitude and unhealthy religious competition have even created bloodshed in many parts of the world. At the same time, while cherishing their own superstitious belief as part of their valuable culture or tradition, some religions ridicule others' culture and traditions. In their belief and practices, which they introduce as the only true religion, they promote selfish ideas for material gain, political power, and self-glorification. Some people think that by accumulating more and more wealth, they can overcome their problems. So, they try to become billionaires, working hard, but after becoming billionaires, they have to face many more other unexpected problems. Insecurity, unrest, enemies, and difficulty of maintaining their wealth. This clearly shows that the accumulation of wealth is not the solution for human problems. Wealth can help to overcome certain problems, but not all the world's happiness can be gained through money. Money cannot eradicate natural problems. Philosophers, great thinkers, and rationalists pointed out the nature of human weakness and how to overcome them. However, the common people regard them as mere theories and not as solutions to their problems. So, the intellect alone cannot provide the solution to our problems. Sometimes, the intellect actually creates more problems because it increases our egoistic opinion about ourselves. Good conduct, such as kindness, patience, tolerance, honesty, and generosity, also cannot stop certain problems because cunning people can take the advantage of the good qualities of others. Therefore, good qualities must be practiced wisely. Social welfare workers are trying to wipe out human problems. But their contribution also can minimize only certain problems. Some others try to settle human problems by distributing property and revenue of the country equally among the public in so-called socialist countries. It seems that their method is also not very effective to settle human problems, since selfishness, cunningness, laziness, and many other shortcomings can upset the situation. Modern scientific education has increased more problems rather than promoting peace, happiness, and security. Governments are trying to maintain peace and order by punishing those who disobey the law. But all over the world, evil and immoral practices are spreading rapidly. Ignorant people resort to charms, magic, supernatural powers, and mantra to overcome their problems. But nobody knows that how far they can succeed through such belief. Some use violent methods such as killing, destruction, and creating disaster to gain what they need and to settle their problems. Some try to settle human problems by improving the people's way of life through financial aid. Religionists, on the other hand, try to settle these problems by illustrating the concept of a paradise to create temptation and frighten people by threatening them with hellfire if they don't behave themselves. Whatever methods people adopt to avoid their problems, they experience more and more new problems. The reason for this situation is that they have not realized that the main cause of most of their problems is the untrained mind of selfishness. When you study the life of primitive people, we can see that they have to face relatively few problems. These problems are mostly related only to their need for survival. But in the so-called civilized societies of today, many of our problems are due not to our desire to continue living, but because we seek too much enjoyment. Many people believe that the purpose of their life is only for enjoyment. The modern job-oriented education system produces students who are equipped with more academic knowledge, which develops selfishness. It produces clever people without any moral development. Such people do not care what happened to others or to the world so long as they alone profit on a materialistic level. Through cunningness and by adapting scientific methods to achieve their selfish desire, they increase the anxieties. Human beings are more selfish in their craving for pleasure than any other living being. They enjoy worldly life and sensual pleasure with no thought for the welfare of others or for the survival of others. Sensual people like to live long to experience pleasures. They develop craving towards the property that they have accumulated and do not want to die because they do not want to depart from their property. Other living beings have no such selfish idea. They use their five senses only for their survival and lead a natural life without willfully hurting others. It has been said that only man hoards more than he can eat. All the other animals take only as much as they need from nature. What they do not need, they leave alone for others to use. Today, we even neglect our health, but indulge the senses to the extent that we have become slaves to self-gratification. Human beings are the only beings on this earth who can understand that one day they have to face death. That is why they worry unnecessarily about it. Worrying about it will not make death go away. So why not accept it calmly? Shakespeare makes Julius Caesar say, "Of all the wonders that I yet have heard and seen, it seems to me most strange that men should fear, seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when it will come. On the other hand, there are those who do not bother at all about the end of their life or about what happens after that. However, the majority do worry about existing problems and also worry about the next life. All other living beings are free from that problem, although they are in the dark regarding their future life. Whenever certain difficulties and problems arise, there are various ways and means for you to make up your mind to reduce your mental agony and unhappiness. First and foremost, you must try to understand the nature of the world in which you live. You must realize that you can never expect everything in this world to be perfect and to run smoothly. The world is not always in your favor. You must be prepared to face difficulties and problems in the day-to-day life. There is no world and no life without problems. If you have strong craving for existence and craves to enjoy the sensual pleasures of the world, you have to pay the price in terms of physical pains and mental agony. This can be equated to the payment of rental for the house occupied by you. Rental being the physical pain and mental agony, and house being your physical body. Occupied by you on a temporary basis, through your body, you enjoy your sensual pleasures and you must pay for it. There is nothing free in this world. However, if you are desirous to eradicate or eliminate the physical pain and mental agony, you should try to give up or subdue that strong craving force and the desire for sensual pleasure. So long as you are subjected to this craving force, you are subjected to the consequences of pain and agony. To do away with the physical pain and agony and to achieve spiritual happiness, you must make your choice. There are no two ways. You should not, therefore, accuse others when you come across some problems while you are enjoying sensual pleasures. One way to find solace for your occasional mental agony and unhappiness is to understand the degree of your own suffering and the difficulties with that experienced by others. When you are unhappy, you feel that the world is against you. You think that everything around you is about to collapse. You feel that the end of the road is near. However, if you try to take a mental stock of things and try to count your blessing, you will find surprising that you are better off than many other people. You have probably heard the saying, "I complain I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet." In short, you have been unduly exaggerating your own difficulties and problems. Many others are worse off than you, and yet they do not worry unduly. Problems are there, and you should try to resolve them instead of worrying and creating mental anguish and pain. The Chinese have a practical saying about resolving problems. If you have a big problem, try to reduce it to a small problem. If you have a small problem, try to reduce it to no problem. By doing so, you will not permit your existing difficulties and problems to drown you. On the contrary, you will determine to resolve whatever issues or problems that may facing you. You should realize that you have gone through worse situations and that you are preparing to face the issue. Come what may. With this frame of mind, you will soon regain your self-confidence and will be able to face and resolve whatever problems that are in store for you. In conclusion, we have to realize that whatever method we adopt to overcome our problem, it is impossible to gain complete satisfaction in our life until we train our mind and reduce selfishness and craving. The teachings of the Buddha gives us a very clear exposition to understand the nature of human problem and how to overcome them and how to end them. The Buddha says, Dukkhe loko padikkhito. The world is situated in dukkha or conflict. Here world means including our physical body. If the world is like this, how can we expect complete satisfaction as long as we exist? So, by realizing this, we must try to maintain some sort of satisfaction in our life, to maintain peace in our mind as understanding human beings.